Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Hankook DynaPro AT2 Extreme. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
This is Jeff T from the Club 520 podcast. When it comes to your feet, eBay's got your back. When you see the blue check mark that says authenticity guaranteed, that means real experts are checking your sneakers. Every stitch, down to the sole. They even smell them because nothing says fresh like the scent of real kicks. So kick back and relax. From the drop to your doorstep, eBay doesn't play games with your sneaker game. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal with eBay authenticity guaranteed. Visit ebay.com for terms.
The Volume.
This is Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre.
What is up, Straight Fire fam? It's me, Jason McIntyre, Straight Fire for Friday, May 26th. Folks, the NBA Conference Finals, Heat Celtics does not want to end. And as everybody knows, I'm going on vacation tomorrow. I will be incommunicado. And by that, I mean I won't be on social media at all. I probably won't be watching sports. And I should say no social media at all. Listen, I like Instagram. Don't really care that much for Twitter, so I won't even open that app. But because Heat Celtics now is going to Game 6, I have to make a business decision. Do I interrupt vacation? Figure out what time, I'm going to be in another country, figure out what time the game is on Saturday night and watch it? Yeah, I don't know. Celtics go bonkers from deep in Game 5. They go 16 of 39. Now, I've got the numbers here. If you look at Boston's shooting from three, when they are 40% or better, they are now 38-2 this season. Boston, 38-2 when they shoot 40% or better. It just so happens they've had two games now, 40% or better. They were not showing up from deep earlier in the series. If you're Miami, are you worried? Not if you ask Jimmy Butler, who said afterward, we will win this series. And as soon as I heard that quote, I told Rob, I was like, hey, this sounds like a dude who's not very certain in the locker room. Maybe the doubt is starting to creep in. Could we blow this? You know, Gabe Vincent's out. Tyler Hero's not coming back yet. Boston's hitting threes. They've kind of figured out the chess match. And is doubt starting to creep into the Miami locker room? The good news is they get to go home Saturday and try to put away Boston. The problem is they didn't lead for 1 second in Game 5. Not one. Miami fell behind early and kept falling behind, down 15 at the end of the first quarter. Never was single digits the rest of the way. It was kind of a snoozer. My guy, Jason Tatum, 21-11-8. Did not shoot it great from deep, but you know who did? Derek White, baby. Derek White, 24 points, six threes. Marcus Smart, 23 points, four threes. Here's the interesting thing. Jimmy Butler only logged 34 minutes, so he should be fresh. Bam Adebayo, 32 minutes. He as well should be fresh. Problem is, if you don't get Vincent, you saw how short that bench was. They had to put, what's his name? The kid Highsmith. The guy who I said, Haywood Highsmith. I've followed a lot of college basketball. Faithful watchers. Well, I guess we didn't have video when we were doing the podcast the last 2+ years. But you guys know I'm gambling on college basketball throughout the season. I'd never heard of Haywood Highsmith of the Miami Heat. He went to something called Wheeling Jesuit. This is his second season, and he's 26 years old. So by, you know, my math there, it's late at night as we're recording this after the Heat got their doors blown off. So Haywood Highsmith was 24 in college? Oh, interesting. I never heard of the guy. He had to play 30-some-odd minutes. And now, Rob, we're looking at a series where it's like, oh, well, if Boston is all of a sudden hitting threes, are they going to be the second team from Boston to come back down from 0-3 and win a series? Nobody's ever done it in NBA history. Listen, if they get game six, you know they're going to be favored by at least 7 or more in game 7. They are currently, I can't believe this, they open as 3-point favorites. It was quickly bet down to 2.5. So some early money showing on the Heat for game 6 Saturday night in South Beach. I don't know, Rob. Listen, this makes me long badly for the Lakers and Nuggets to still be going on. This series, like, it just doesn't have the juice. This game was a blowout for 3 quarters. It was a snooze fest. I don't know. At this point, I'm starting to look at the prospects of the Celtics, how they match up with the Nuggets. Am I looking too far ahead?
A little bit, yeah. I mean, I may not be as confident as Jimmy Butler, but I still believe that the Miami Heat will get this done just because, you know, 150 have tried, 150 have failed. Nobody comes back from down 3-0 in the NBA. It is what it is. I will say, after having watched last night's game, though, is the Boston Celtics, when they are locked in and focused, as they have been in for basically the last 6 quarters, they are the most dangerous team in the NBA by a wide margin. Like, I don't think it's even close. What they can do offensively and defensively, everybody can shoot. They can play five out. They can play big. They can play small. They can go fast. They can go slow. They can do whatever they want to when they're locked in. And it's part of what makes them so damn frustrating. And it's part of the reason why I'm picking Miami to eventually, whether it's in 6 or 7, to close this out. Because
you think they win 7 in Boston?
Maybe. Sure. Maybe. Because Boston has shown us repeatedly over the last few seasons, this group specifically, that they trick away games better than anybody in the NBA. This should not have gotten to 3-0 were it not for a series of mental blunders through games 1 and 2, switching screens where you don't have to, bad turnovers, Jason Tatum, you know, Jaylen Brown forgetting how to shoot for 2.5 games. Like, that kind of stuff happens to them all the time. And it's why, even as a Laker fan and a Celtics hater, I get frustrated watching Boston play. So I can imagine how Celtics fans feel watching them play, knowing that what we saw in game five is in there. They just don't tap into it all the time, and they don't seem to play well until their backs are against the wall.
Remember, they don't tap in until they absolutely have to. Like, what was it, game 6 in Philly? I think they were down 3 in the fourth quarter, and it took Jason Tatum waking up. Remember, he was like 1-for-14 in the game, and then he goes for like 14 points in the fourth quarter, outscoring the entire Sixers team. And they got lucky, the Celtics did, that Philadelphia missed some open threes. It was like Melton missing, Tucker missing. They're missing open shots that should have put away Boston. And then you give them an extra chance, and then they, you know, blow out in game 7. And now Miami's giving them extra life. And I guess the scary thing for me, Rob, if you're looking at Miami, like, they had a shot in the fourth quarter in game four. They had a shot. And, I mean, I think they were within 5, 88-83, then Tatum took over. Since that moment, it's been all Boston in this series. All Boston. And you have to start wondering if maybe, you don't want to say Miami's run out of gas, but if there is some doubt, like, hey, you know, we weren't that good. We were playing above the rim for like 3-4 weeks now. You have to kind of wonder, like, water finds its level. Is that going to happen here to the Heat? The only guy I think that can keep them from losing is Jimmy Butler. And I was looking at his props before the game. I was like, oh, yeah, this is going to be close. You bet Butler. And as soon as Gabe Vincent's out, I'm like, I don't know. Boston could win by a ton. And here it is, Butler, 10 shots. I think that's a few as he's had any game in the postseason. 10 shots, that's it. Like, I don't know, man. This Celtics team, like you said, is scary. We came into the playoffs saying this is the deepest team in the league. This is, I had them going to the finals and beating the Nuggets. That's actually still in play somehow. The player points pool did not go well for me. This Boston series has imploded because, and I know you don't care, but essentially for a while, Brogdon was getting the lion's share of the minutes and the shots and the scoring, and Derek White was marginalized. Remember early in the playoffs against Atlanta, White was the guy and Brogdon was marginalized. Then it flipped for like five or six games, and now Brogdon got 8 minutes in a blowout and 0 points. That's two straight games with no points. So he's like fallen out of favor for some reason. I don't know what's up with that. I guess, Rob, I would ask, from a juice interest perspective, the league has to be rooting for Boston. I mean, listen, I like Jimmy Butler, but I would rather see Tatum and company in the finals. I guess from like an interest level among casuals, I mean, the Celtics haven't won a title since Doc and I think KG in what, like 2008? The Paul Pierce wheelchair series. You're a Laker fan. You remember what it was. When was it, Rob?
Yeah, that is 2008. That is correct.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been forever. And I mean, there's just so much craziness happening. And again, even if you're not that interested in the series, consider this. At 03, everybody and their mom had Joe Mazzulla fired after 1 year. He wins game four. Well, maybe he got a stay of execution. Rob, he's now won game five. Okay? Let's say they lose at the buzzer on a Jimmy Butler shot in game six. Does Mazzulla get fired? I don't know. You're fighting back from 03. You're looking decent in the process. I think Mazzulla might have saved his job. And Brad Stevens now, remember, Mazzulla was his guy. Brad Stevens probably says, hey, you know what? We didn't have the right assistant coaches in place. First year coaching for Mazzulla. Tall order with this great cast that's been together forever. A couple tweaks around the fringes and we're fine. And my guess is Mazzulla ain't getting fired anymore, Rob. I don't know. I know that's... Now, if they get blasted by 25 in game six, I could see a case where he's gone. But if Boston keeps playing this way and keeping the series close and wins it or whatever, I think he's probably safe now, Rob.
I'll tell you what. If he ends up keeping his job, you know, let's assume that they lose because that's the only time where it would become a controversy. It won't be for anything that he's done, in my opinion. It'll be because Jason Tatum has saved his job. Like, I know everyone talks about playoff Jimmy, and rightfully so, right? He's been awesome. Elimination Tatum, or closeout game Tatum, whatever you want to call him, is phenomenal. Entering last night in the last two postseasons in elimination games, he's averaging 30 points, basically 9 rebounds, 6 assists, 48% from the field, 48% from three. And in another elimination game here in game five, he had what you would consider for him to be an off night in those situations. To your point, 21, 11, and 8 on 50% from the field. The three ball wasn't quite there. So if he is able to continue to put up these kind of numbers, win or lose, I think it may give Brad Stevens and the Celtics brass kind of a false sense of I don't know, if not security, but an idea that they're a better team with Joe Mazzulla, or he's done a better job than what he's really done. Yeah, like sometimes it just comes down to, did your superstar make the plays or not?
Yeah. And seriously, like you can't just fire the coach without a strategy, right? Like who are you going to go get?
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere. Like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18. My first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. You can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
That's my first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be my game.
That's my game, bro.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
It sounds like Nick Nurse is probably going to be getting the Milwaukee job. It sounds like Phoenix is probably going with their assistant or the associate coach, Anthony. I'm spacing on it, Rob. But
it's definitely Doc Rivers. It is.
No, it's definitely not Doc Rivers. But it sounds like it's going to be the associate coach from Phoenix getting the job.
Kevin Young.
It seems like they keep the continuity. This team was close. They just got beat by a pretty damn good Nuggets team. Not the end of the world. Maybe they move eight and they're fine. I just don't know where you automatically go and like Monty Williams is. I guess you could do that, but now you're going way outside Boston where it had been some continuity with Stevens and Udoka and then Mazzulla. And now you're, I mean, I like Monty Williams. I don't know. It just seems like Mazzulla may have saved his job. The other topic that's moderately interesting, Rob, who has a better shot against the Nuggets? The Heat, who, by the way, got in a big, bigger than a dust-up. We could call it a fracas, a kerfuffle. If you guys remember, there was a Morris twin on the Heat. I forget which one. They're interchangeable. And he did, like, kind of a dirty shot to Jokic. And Jokic responded with, like, a body block that sent Morris down. And again, Jokic, like a shoulder when he wasn't looking from like a 260, 270-pound man, that's going to hurt. And Morris was down for a considerable amount of time. The Heat were ticked off, and there was a lot of Jimmy Butler, like, come meet me in the parking lot. Kyle Lowry, they were ready to go, and it wasn't just with Jokic. They were ready to fight Jokic's brothers, the two large Serbians. Two might have been three. I don't know how many there are. I just know they're large, scary individuals. And there's a great photo, and I popped it on Instagram, that a photographer in Denver took of the Miami Heat team literally outside the Denver Nuggets locker room door, all standing there waiting. Now, Heat culture is really a thing, and of course nothing materialized here, but the fact that this could, you know, go back head-to-head in the finals is kind of spicy, but I'm sorry, I would rather just see elite scorer Jason Tatum and Jamal Murray. Well, you know my guys, Jamal Murray, obviously. You know, Jokic versus the Robert Williams, crafty Al Horford, as opposed to Jokic versus Bam Adebayo and Kevin Love. I don't know. Boston just has better players. I still think the Nuggets are better than either team. I would say Nuggets and seven, whoever they're facing, because they have home court advantage, I believe. Right, Rob?
No, I think Boston has the home court in that situation.
Wait a minute. That changes things. So Boston would have home court, but they would have just finished a grueling seven-game series.
Correct.
So six is Saturday. Seven would be Monday. And then there would be Tuesday, Wednesday off, Thursday start in Boston. Huh. Celtics will have gone seven. They go six against the Hawks, seven against the Sixers, seven against the Heat. So they'll be on game 21. They could play 28 postseason games. That's ridiculous. The Nuggets, meanwhile, went 5-6-4. Lot of rest. Yeah, I would take the Nuggets over the Celtics, even though they don't have home court advantage. But could they beat elimination game Tatum, huh?
I would say let me let that marinate. But by the time I get back and we start doing the podcast again, it'll be actually, I guess, the eve of game one. I think the podcast will return Wednesday night, maybe Thursday. Yeah, Wednesday night. Wednesday night I should be back. Just a little Memorial Day siesta out of town. And the bummer about the NBA right now is there's not really a ton of other juicy stories. There's like minuscule James Harden, Kyrie Irving going on Instagram. Rob, did you see the Kyrie Irving video, by the way?
I saw a couple of Kyrie Irving videos. One of them.
Well, maybe there was one I missed.
One of them felt like it was a direct shot at friend of the show, Brian Windhorst, and his reporting about, you know, that these guys on TV and they're speculating about my future. Don't listen to them. And because I believe that was a few hours after Windy had gone on ESPN and said that Kyrie was using the Lakers as leverage, or he could be using the Lakers as leverage to get more from Dallas.
To get 480 from Dallas, yeah. Right? Or 400, so, whatever.
Yeah, so he responded to that. And then I saw another clip that felt like a direct shot at me and the rest of Lakers Nation, where he's like,
coming
hey,
after I've, you, Rob G.
He's like, I've seen you guys tag me and, you know, hey, come to my city and blah, blah, blah. And he said that it bothered him, that he said, stop tagging me in these kind of things. You know, I think it's kind of funny, but, you know, I also like to live my life. And it's like, well, don't you want to feel the love, Kyrie, wherever city you decide to go to? Like, don't you want to have the purple and gold, you know, hearts next to all your at Kyrie Irving things? Like, come on.
So, wait, is he aware of how the gram works, that you can set up a function so you can't be tagged?
Oh, I have no idea, like, if he knows.
Yeah. Well, it's because when I go to tag some people, sometimes they're like, this person does not allow to be tagged. So Kyrie Irving needs to, first of all, learn how to use Instagram. And then the other part is like, well, I don't know. Maybe you should stop, like, I don't know, demanding trades everywhere you go, or lying to the fans in Boston, getting away from LeBron in Cleveland. Like, there's a pattern here, Kyrie. You get Kevin Durant to Brooklyn, tarnish Kevin Durant's career, and yeah, you're damn right it's tarnished. And then you end up demanding multiple trades in Brooklyn, finally getting your way. You get to Dallas, and what was the, did they go 6-13 or 6-17? The number, whatever it was. But you stunk in Dallas. You take them out of the playoffs. And now you're like, hey, stop talking about me. And what are you talking about? Like, Kyrie's brought all this on himself. And, you know, you don't see superstars like Steph Curry hopscotching around teams. You see next tier guys, Kevin Durant, hopscotching around teams. He should have just stayed in Golden State, KD. A dumb move to follow Kyrie Irving. I don't know. I get too upset with Kyrie Irving. But
what about LeBron James hopscotching teams?
He's doing it in a civilized manner.
Well, that's different. Well, that's different.
He's going for a tour in duty. I don't think he's ever demanded a trade. He spends his time there, takes the team to the finals, should be noted, wins a championship, and then says, I'm out. Thank you for, you know, that was a lot of fun. I'm on to the next one. You know? What's wrong with that? Don't compare LeBron. Oh, Rob, you get me started?
I'm just saying, don't, you're over here saying that you don't like when guys like homie hop teams, and that's been LeBron's MO for his whole career.
Well, again, you could do it in a dignified manner without demanding a trade like Kyrie does.
Okay.
You know, so James Harden a lot.
It's not the switching, it's the way he switches. That's what you don't like.
Yeah, Kevin Durant did it. You know what? I did my 11 years or whatever it was in OKC. I spent my time there. You drafted me. I was a good soldier. You paid me a lot of money. I took you guys to the finals. You traded my guy Harden. We lose to the Warriors. You know what? I've had enough. I'm out. But what's wrong with that? I got no problem with that at all. It's the guys like Harden and Kyrie who are just like, get me the hell out of it. You know, like demanding trade. Like, LeBron's never demanded a trade. Charles Barkley has demanded trades. Your guy Kobe Bryant briefly demanded a trade. I guess he retracted it. Is that what happened? You were on the front lines for that, Rob. I was on the East Coast.
Yeah, he demanded a trade, I think, to Pluto even. He said, I'll play anywhere but Los Angeles. And
I don't,
they decided not
Smush
to move
Parker.
Him.
Was that the classic
and,
line?
The Smushgalade. Yeah, I mean, thankfully, you know, Pau Gasol came about 6 months later and it all worked out and they won a championship. Or a couple of championships.
Yeah, they got Pau Gasol in exchange for Kwame Brown, who can now be seen on Instagram, among other guys. But Kwame Brown was all over Instagram, essentially like just berating everyone, or LeBron, Kevin Durant, it's just going after people. Like, that's what Kwame Brown does now. Former number one pick, made a lot of money in the league, and now seems to drive like a large vehicle around like North Carolina, I think, and just rant. Like, that's what he does. That's what his future is. Oh, by the way, Kwame was drafted in what, like 2003? So he's probably not even, is he even 40? Give me an age on Kwame Brown. He can't be that old. He seems to be the angriest dude who used to play in the NBA. Is it a fair assessment, Rob?
I mean, there's a lot of guys.
He's born in 1982. He's 41. He's
41. 41.
My gosh. That is a brutal career. All right, anyways, let's wrap up with this comment Adam Silver made. I'm not going to bet on Game 6. I haven't bet on the last few games in the series. I just don't understand the series. It's not making sense. And now it's starting to make sense with Boston Hop, but you know what happens just as you feel like you understand something. It goes the other way. So let's wrap up with this, Rob. This quote, Adam Silver was asked about 90s basketball. As you see me in my Seattle Sonics t-shirt. Sorry, Sonics. Adam Silver, 90s basketball was too physical to be appealing. And a lot of people are outraged. Like, oh, that was the best era, the 90s. You know who else? Besides Adam Silver, thought it was too physical to be appealing, like basketball fans. Do you remember they had to essentially change the rules because it got so rugged and rough and physical? The games, and as soon as the 90s ended, that brand continued for a couple years. You know, Shaq and Kobe did fine with it. And once they petered out and went their separate ways, it was essentially a game that I thought we invented in my basement as kids called body check basketball. I think I've talked about it on the podcast. So we had a basement with a Nerf hoop, and we had like two Nerf hoops set up, and it was the kind of game we just made up where, you know, you would pass the ball around and try to score, and you were allowed to do body checking like it was hockey. So like we had drywall. We had like, it was like 80s, 90s guys. Come on. We had like, those walls that were like kind of brownish and black, and they kind of looked like, I don't know, it was a pretty cheap material, okay? It was a basement, you know, and we would be body checking. So we ended up putting holes in the wall during body check basketball. There were some injuries, nothing major. And that's what the NBA looked like right after Jordan retired, even or during Jordan. Unappealing, like not fun. Now, fun to play, but watching, it's just brutal. The fouls, the physical nature. Adam Silver's right, and all these apologists for 90s basketball, they forget one thing, that the 90s era, and we've talked about this at length, Rob, I think we had BJ Armstrong come on here, and we like had an interesting debate about it, but like it was the expansion era. You had Miami emerging. Do you know how bad they were the first couple years? Go look at the roster that they had. I know they had Ronnie Cicely, I got all the cards, but the roster was terrible. I think Charlotte, I mean, they had a bunch of, I think Vancouver was in there. Big Country Reeves. Like, go look at those rosters. It's bad basketball. Like, if you started, Rob, if they added two teams to the league right now, I don't think the level of play would fall off that dramatically, because I think now the league is deeper than it's ever been, and it's like an offensive skill league. Can you score? Can you Jordan Poole get to the bucket? Can you get off a shot? And in the 90s, there was only a handful of guys on each team who could do that. Now, 1 through 4, you basically have to be able to get your own shot. Power forwards around the league can shoot threes, left and right. I mean, I'll go ahead and guess, like, the power forwards of, like, the 90s. You know, Charles Oakley, Anthony Mason. I'm not going to just name Knicks, but you know what I'm talking about. Actually, Mace had a decent outside shot. Charles Oakley, who was the big guy? The Davis brothers. Remember those guys in Indiana? Like, the typical 90s power forward could not shoot, barely could dribble. Like, it was just not great basketball. And Rob, I don't know why people are so outraged about Adam Silver's comments about physical basketball. Like, give me skill, give me shooting. The current NBA is way better. It's not even close.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere. Like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game.
Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18, my first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
My first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be my game, bro.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
All right, that wraps it for Celtics Heat game 5, another bloodbath. Miami's in trouble, folks. I don't have an official pick for game 6 because this series has kind of broke me. I don't understand it. I don't understand how Boston blew the first two games. I don't understand how Boston no-showed in game 3. I'm a little surprised Boston finally solved the fourth quarter in game 4. And then game 5, Miami non-competitive and when they could close out the series against a Boston team that struggled at home throughout the playoffs the last 2 years. So what's going to happen in game 6? Like, just roll the dice and maybe you'll get snake eyes and that'll give you the answer. But I certainly am not betting this game. I would consider this, given the Jimmy Butler comments, a Jimmy Butler game where he shows up and doesn't let Miami lose. Because if you know it goes back to Boston for game 7, not great, Miami. But I will point this out. Either way, the Denver Nuggets are going to be my pick in the NBA Finals. I don't care who they face. So we will pick up the podcast, I believe, next Thursday morning. We'll be back ready, fresh, ready to go, ready to talk NBA Finals, start talking NBA free agency. Everybody have a safe holiday weekend. Talk to you next week.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.